Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Rescue Roadmap. You are listening to episode number 101, and I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. I'm so excited to chat with you today because it's been a little over a week and a half since my book launched, and I want to share just a little bit of the behind the scenes with you. My book is called Is Your Business Worth Saving? And it did phenomenal, more than I could have ever imagined. Over 12,200 downloads just in the first day. And we hit number one in several categories, and not just in the US, but in other countries, which makes the book a number one international bestseller. It feels so good to be on the other side of my first book launch, let me tell you. Now, when I came into the coaching space, everyone said, you need a book. It will give you so much credibility. You'll get booked as a speaker and, you know, you can be on other podcasts. So of course, as a newbie, I said, okay. And it was one of the first things I did before I ever even launched my coaching career. Now, writing a book was tough enough, and I happened to be pregnant while I was writing mine, and conveniently, or I should say not conveniently, we finished the book right up until I had given birth, and in fact, there were still a few things that needed to be finishing up, but I had to, obviously, I gave birth, and on maternity leave, I was pretty much trying to finish up these loose ends here, so poor timing on my part. So for those that know me, you know, you're thinking, wait, isn't your daughter a year old already? And yes, she is. And here is a huge learning lesson after book number one that I want to share with you. Now, when you're writing a book, you're so involved in the book specifically that when I thought, okay, you know, it's almost finished, I should start, you know, figuring out how am I going to promote this. However, there is so much prep work involved in launching a book. I knew that I wanted my book to be a bestseller. You know, my motto is go big or go home. You know, I don't do anything halfway. I didn't want to just write a book. I wanted to write a number one international bestseller. And I knew that from the start. Now, when I discovered that I kind of dropped the ball on a proper launch, I had to let it go. My biggest priority was I needed to start making money in my coaching business. I was spending a lot, but I wasn't making anything yet. So my focus had to turn to monetization. I know from, you know, being in business the last 14 years that this business has to make money for it to really continue on. Now, I had to let the title of author just be good enough at the moment. And what I learned was people hired me without the title of bestseller. In fact, some of my clients didn't even know that I wrote a book. So when I started to monetize and things started to, you know, not be in that crazy hustle startup stage, I decided I wanted to figure out how to now turn my book into a bestseller. So this past year, I really committed and made it be one of my top three goals for the year. So I started to ask my friends that were bestsellers, how did they do it and what was their strategy? Because here's the thing, everything is a strategy and I knew that. As I started to ask around and I received so much advice, one of my friends told me about a $2,000 course she bought. Other friends said, don't waste your money, it's that easy. One of the things that you need to do is just get your customers to buy the book and leave a review. It's a huge, huge part. And I had practically just gone through that with my podcast. I launched my podcast in January and I had to get ranked high in the charts. So it's based off of four things: people listening, subscribing to the show, the rating, the reviews. And it was tough work getting people to review it. So when my team says, okay, we need 50 reviews up the first week, can you do it? It sounds so easy. And then you get about 12 and realize, okay, this is a little bit harder than I was thinking. It might actually take some work. So I knew that launching my book was going to be very similar. We need reviews, lots of them, and that made me question if my timing was really off. And honestly, it was. So I postponed it again. And even though my friend said, oh, it's so easy, you can do this, you know, I wanted to postpone it because it's not easy when something is so foreign to you. It feels so overwhelming. So as the year started to progress, I then realized all this time and energy was just better spent somewhere else. And I rarely ever change one of my goals I usually have a top 10 goals for the upcoming year. And I never ever change it. You know, typically I list my goals and I hit them. I mean, I work all year long to hit all 10 of them. So I felt for the first time I was kind of giving up. And not that I was taking the easy way out, but I realized my time is just so limited and this just seemed like too much time. So I just crossed it off my list. Then as the time went on, I'm focusing on other things. I randomly run into, I went to a conference in June and I met someone who had worked with a company called Epic Launch. Now, Epic Launch was exactly what I was looking for. One of my strategies personally in my business is that I hire experts who know way more than I do, and I get to outsource the project to them. So they came in and told me what I needed to do and what they were going to do and really take care of. We had weekly meetings, which was amazing, almost like having a temporary boss to tell me what I needed to do this week, where the focus was, and then they filled me in on what they were going to be doing. So we had three goals with this launch. Number one was hitting number one international bestseller. Number two was growing my email list. And then number three was converting those leads into sales. And I think it's really important that you know that those were three big goals. This wasn't just about credibility. You have to really weigh those pros and cons of everything you do. And if I was going to put this much time and effort into my book, I needed to make sure that list building was a part of it. And then, of course, the conversion is even more important. I needed to make sure that we had awesome landing pages set up with great freebies to warm up my audience, making sure that people who love the book knew other ways they could work with me. So I was definitely hesitant to hire a company because I had already invested a lot of money into the book itself. So for me, I have no trouble coming up with content because, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for the last 14 years and I grew up in an entrepreneurial family the past 32 years. So the content is everywhere. You know, it's just so easy for me to pull that out. But where I struggle was I know that I'm not a writer. You know, I wanted to make sure that I wrote a book that people could follow and they wanted to read and it kept them on the edge of their seats for the next chapter. So I had to hire what is called a collaborative writer. This is someone who takes what you've written and they make it sound a whole lot better. And not only that, but my writer, Amy, she interviewed me for 16 hours and she pulled out stories that I had never thought to put in the book. And that was honestly my favorite part of the entire thing. If I would have written my book without that content from the interviews, it would not have been complete. And I also spent money then on having the book professionally laid out in the inside and then the cover designed as well. Now, one thing that was very reassuring when I hired Epic Launch, they had mentioned that as they go through the book, don't be surprised. They're going to come back with tons of just red marks everywhere, lots of book revisions, changes, possibly a new cover. Sometimes they change the title. So I had this horrible feeling in my gut when they told me that because I hate when you hire an expert, you follow their lead, and then you hire someone else who completely contradicts them, completely disagrees with what they've taught you. Well, the good news for me was they came back with the smallest changes and very, very minor, like very, very few of them. They told me that whoever helped me, they were pros and it was just really great quality. So you can imagine the relief I felt, but it just goes to show you that if I would have saved the money in the beginning to do it myself or to go with a company that was a little bit cheaper, I would have had to pay for it to be recreated now, to be, you know, revamped. So I do want to give a shout out to both people that helped me with my book. Amy Anderson was my writing partner and Erica Jennings was my designer. I loved working with both of these ladies. I will absolutely be a lifelong customer coming back for book number two. It was just so great when you find people who just get you, they understand your mission, and we just had this immediate connection. Now, if you're curious about specific strategies and you want to know some more details, here are just a couple things that I'll share with you. So number one, we launched with a free Kindle version for about a day and a half. We had over 12,200 downloads within those first few, I think probably 24 hours, and we immediately hit number one in several categories and then became a number one international bestseller. We started at then, I should say, and the paid categories, when we switched to paid, we started at around 99 cents, and then we started to climb the charts in the paid categories as well. Within just a few hours, we were number one in a few categories as well. One of the strategies here is to go from free to paid. We had so much attention, you know, over 12,000 downloads in the free part that when we switched to paid, it kind of gives you a little boost with Amazon because they know that so many people were interested in this book. Now, to make it an international bestseller, you need to hit number one in different countries. So this is number two. Besides, obviously, you've got to remember, it's English-speaking countries because my book has not been written in other languages. So you can only hit certain countries like Canada, the UK, Australia, etc. Now, number three is getting reviews can be really hard. Now, you're probably thinking, well, okay, my mom, my sister, my dad. Okay, here's a couple things that you need to know. First of all, big one for Amazon. Many people share Amazon accounts and you only get one rating per account. You wouldn't believe how many people that I would talk to and say, oh, well, my sister and I share an account and she already rated it, so we can't do another one. That happens a lot. Now, another crazy thing is that Amazon will take down some reviews if they don't think they're legit or if they know it's your sister with the same last name. They want authentic reviews. And one of the authors that used the same company I did, Epic Launch, they had about 33 reviews by the end of the day. And then in a few hours, only 17 were left. So Amazon is kind of weeding through these. Another thing to think about is when you buy the Kindle book and immediately go to rate and review it, Amazon knows that you haven't read the review yet. So it's another strategy to have some of your people wait just a few days. Another tip too I want to share is you don't want everybody to go rate and review you 5 stars. You want to have some 4 stars in there. You want to make it look really authentic and real. You don't want to have somebody come to your book and see that it's just 5 stars everywhere. It feels fake. It feels very inauthentic. So you want to make sure that you can have some people still leave you a great review, but they rate you just 4 stars. Now, I can tell you from owning rental properties, we're in a system where people rate and review us all the time. And there are so many people that leave phenomenal reviews and then rate you 4 stars. And at first, you know, I'm going, well, why did we get that other star? But it's just how people work. A lot of people will rate you 4 stars, but still love your product. Now, number four, one of the strategies I use to get reviews, because I told you it is very difficult, was I gave away a $97 mini course for free. Now, it gave people a reason to stop what they were doing and go give me a review. So this worked really well and it made it a little bit easier for the ask, okay? Now, you're probably thinking, oh, I know I could get at least 20. I know I could. I'm telling you, the people that you go, okay, they are absolutely going to go on there and give me a review. People are busy and you feel really bad going back to them going, hey, did you get a chance today? So just know that it's harder than you think and you've got to think of some ways to really be creative. And you want to get an honest review. You never, ever want to bribe or give somebody an incentive to go give you a 5-star rating. That is not what you need to do. You need to say, hey, I would love for you to read this book and give me an honest review on Amazon. That's all you ask. Now, overall, my experience was phenomenal. I'm so incredibly happy that I decided to go for it. And even more happy that I found some incredible companies to work with on this journey. Now, I hope this episode was useful for you. If you've ever thought about writing a book, maybe you're in the process, or maybe you're still very undecided. Either way, if you're like me, you just enjoy hearing about things that you might not be familiar with how it works and what's great strategies to be able to use in this situation. Now, if you haven't gotten the book yet, I believe at this time, it is around $2.99. So definitely head on over and grab a copy. And if you are one of the fabulous people who already got it, please make sure to go over there, head on over, leave me an honest review. When you do, please don't forget, shoot me an email and screenshot that review so I can send you your free mini course, charge what you're worth. The course is all about pricing our products and programs and services. I talk about how to raise your prices and really over-deliver with your customers. Now, I have to say thank you so, so much. Seriously, you have no idea how much I appreciate all of you. And if you're not a part of the Level Up community on Facebook, make sure to head on over there so we can just chat and talk further. I've got trainings in there, live videos, and just a couple hundred awesome entrepreneurs over there able to support you, answer questions, ask questions. So go get over there and come say hi. You can go to leveluptribe.com. Takes you right there, no opt-in required. So I hope to see you there very soon. Again, thank you so much for your support. I could not do this without all of you. Thanks, guys. Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytuschel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.